I'm Shelby Boyle, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Keep the wins so hard. Rise a star on the big scene, make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat, don't settle for less. They put you through that test, your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Chill.
Whoa, SLT Nation! What it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. That's right, it is season 4, the year of the Mamba, and KT and I are still 10 toes down combing this country 4 years later, and we are finding rising superstars, future phenoms, and amazing human beings who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And ladies and gentlemen, hey, she is slicker than a can of grease. This young lady is a walking bucket. She can give it to you your way on the court, but over the last 4 years, she has daunted off into some uncharted territory, became a coach, and is now setting the world on fire. That's right. We need Morgantown, West Virginia, and Count Dracula in Transylvania to make some noise for one of your very own, the former point guard. She is doing it her way. The 30 under 30, Coach Shelby Boyle.
Listen, B. Jones, I'm going to have to start having you follow me around and just give me that intro, because I need that every morning when I wake up. Get me going, hype me up.
I'm gonna get my iPhone, I'm going to record a couple of them, okay, and I'm going to send them to you. But my apologies to Boston College, because I didn't even say Boston College.
I got y'all, the logo. It's all good.
They won't say, y'all know BC is in the building. We BC strong today. That's and BC, right. Welcome to the show. If this is your first, Kevin, I don't know if we've been to Boston before, but if this is your first time checking out the boys, the fellas of SLT, welcome to the Sports Life Talk experience. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. Put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Quiet Storm. Shh. All facts, no cap, the head coach, KT. Kev, how you feeling today, man?
I'm a little scared. I'm spooked, B. Jones. Transylvania? For the longest, I thought that was just made up. The fact that it's real, man, it kind of shook me.
Listen, I got to give him a shout out. Final Four this year, undefeated national championship last year, women's basketball. So, Transylvania.
Really?
Yep. My head coach doing it big down there, Julie Folks. Got to shout her out.
Dang.
I'm still afraid of Transylvania, but I'm feeling great, B. Jones. Let's turn up for Boston College, man. We got to show out this episode, B. Jones.
We got to show up. We got to show out. We've been trying to get Boston College on this joint for a minute, so this is a momentous occasion for us all. But y'all know what we got to do to kick every show off in grand fashion. It is time to play the moment of truth. That's right. If you are new to the show, this is our version of Two Truths and a Lie. Coach Boyle has prepared three facts about herself. And as you can tell in the title, one of these facts is going to be cap. All right. KT and I are going to work hard. We got exactly 60 seconds to work as a team after she gives us the facts and try to use the process of elimination and figure out which one of these joints is untrue. Coach Boyle, I'm ready. KT, are you ready?
I stay ready, man. Let's go.
All right, give us your three facts.
All right, well, you kind of already might have one figured out, but number one, my college mascot was a bat. Number two, I tore my Achilles in high school. Number three, I have traveled to China before. Making it easy on y'all.
Kevin, I ain't look back at the high school stuff, man. I don't know. She was cold. She was cold, but you know what, Kevin? I'm going to say she did tear her Achilles. I don't know about China, though. I'm going to say she tore.
Yeah, let's just go with our first one, B. Jones.
This is why. Because Morgantown has a college right there, West Virginia. And I know for a fact that Coach could get buckets. She was actually really good at basketball. So I'm thinking the only reason she would have left to go to Transylvania is because of an injury. Coach, she ain't gonna tip this off. Coach. We're gonna go with you've never been to China. Fact number three is not true.
You are wrong.
And
here, there's a caveat. I tore my ACL in high school. It was not an Achilles. So I tripped you up, but I have. I traveled to Shanghai when I was in college. Got the opportunity to study abroad over there for a few
weeks. Hey, KT, how we missed that one, man? Hey, the ACL. And in my head, I was thinking she said ACL. That's what's crazy. She said Achilles. You know what you got? Hey, kids, y'all got to pay attention. Listening is a critical communication skill.
I was close, though. Hey, your reasoning was good, though. I like the reasoning.
All right, y'all, let's get this journey kicked off. We're about to prepare for a fun and fabulous ride with one of the most amazing coaches, young coaches in the country. Coach, this is what we need you to do. Before we start any journey, you got to take your right hand, lift it up, coach, reach over your left shoulder, grab that seatbelt and strap. Up, click, clack, it is time. Turn up the radio. Turn up the noise. We're about to make this thing litty. And y'all know what we got to do. Kevin and I, we are grinding hard. We are doing things just so we can keep spreading this word. This platform has become, I don't know, I never thought it would be this, but you guys have done a great job in propelling us and getting us guests like this. Like, hey, we in the building. So this is what we need. We need y'all to help us to keep this journey going. 2024 is our year, and that means it is your year. Help us to take the content to a whole nother level. We got four asks of you, four things, the SLT four, that won't cost you a penny. Number one, stick around and watch this entire video. It helps out. I don't know how the algorithm works, but it tells them that this show is good. Number two, we need you to hit that like button as many times as Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk will allow you to. We need you to create a new email address and log back in and hit that like button again so this show bubbles all the way up to the top. Number three, we need you to share this show with all of your people. Coach was good at assisting, so we need you to throw that assist right now. Throw it to your teammates, your friends, your homeboys, whoever you got out there, and tell them about this amazing school, this amazing coach. And then last but not least, become part of the SLT family. We the hardest working podcast in the game. We drop content every day, and we're going to keep doing this like we true to it. Just so we can make sure we keep the word going strong about women's basketball and some of these amazing personalities and stories that are still out there. Coach Boyle, is Boston College going to rock with us? Is Morgantown, West Virginia going to hold us down? Is Count Dracula and Frankenstein out there in Transylvania going to show us some love? Coach, are we going to bump this up? Are we going to get this thing louder, rowdy?
My people got you. I promise you.
I feel like they do too. All right, here we go. On the count of three, let's do it. Like we true to it. Make some noise for your boys. One, two, three. Boo! Oh, my goodness. Kevin, I feel like that electricity that shot through Frankenstein is going through my blood right now. I feel so excited, so energized. We thank y'all so much. If you did any of those three things and you plan on sticking around to the end of the show, welcome to the Sports Life Talk family. Around here, KT and I, we don't do fans. We don't do followers. We only do family. Coach Boyle, this is a tough one. We got to do our call to action, so we got to do our sign-in. What is your favorite emoji, Coach? What is the emoji of the show today?
The emoji of the show today, it's got to be the hands with the heart. That's my most used emoji.
We getting emotional today, ladies and gentlemen. If you did any of those things, make sure you throw the hands with the heart. That is your official sign in to the show in the chat just to let us know you showed up and you're supporting. And what we going to tell them, Kevin, when they do that?
We're going to tell them thank you.
And you know what? Not only are we going to tell them thank you, when this show hits 500 views, we're going to give out a free t-shirt. We're giving out a free t-shirt to somebody when this show get the numbers going and get rolling. So make sure you sign in because that's the way to enter into the promo. All right? It is time, Coach. We waited a long time to get to this point. We got to crack your brain open and find out what makes the new living legend click and tick and what makes you great, Coach. Welcome to the Sports Life Talks initiation.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you all for having me out.
All right, Coach, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
My top five music artists, I went back and I checked, actually, and I'm all over the board. People like to say they listen to everything. I actually do. So, Rod Wave, number one. Frank Sinatra, number two. Her, number three. Dave Matthews Band, number four. Cody Johnson, number five. If you can hit all five of those, we can hang out. I'm all over the board.
Kevin, I don't think we've had a Frank Sinatra on this. I don't think the Rat Pack is up.
We've had Frank Sinatra before.
We've had Frank Sinatra on the show? Yeah. What season? I want to go back and watch that show.
I want to say it was a season. Chris Garcia, I think he said Frank Sinatra.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to shout out to Coach Chris Garcia. But Kevin, Cody, I don't even know who Cody Johnson is. I know her. I like it. I know Rod Wave, but what, Kevin, you got the task. I'm glad I'm hands off. So, what are you giving Coach Boyle for her top five, KT?
B. Jones, I'm a huge Dave Matthews.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You know, the Space Betweens, you know, I love that song. So, Coach, we like to rank everybody's top five, and the highest you can get is 10. But B. Jones, we said we got a show out for Boston College, and I do like her top five. So, we're going to give her. You putting pressure on when you did that. We'll give a 21. Let's give a 21 for that time.
21!
Hey, Matthew's Band guy. Feel good now.
Space Between.
Great song.
Yeah, I knew he was going to start singing, Coach. I knew you
would. I had to be Jones whenever I get a chance I'm going to do that.
I knew you triggered him.
Once I heard Dave Matthews, I was like, oh, so. All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why?
My favorite superhero would have to be Spider-Man. I grew up a huge Spider-Man fan. I saw the original movies. I've seen all of them. Just as a little kid, I had a Spider-Man bedroom. So I'll always ride or die for Spider-Man.
So who is your favorite actor to play him?
It's got to be the OG, Tobey Maguire. And ooh. I know everyone loves Tom Holland and Zendaya. You know.
All the youngsters do. All the youngsters go. They go and say Tom Holland.
The OG.
They don't know the OG.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to go with the OG, Tobey Maguire. Yeah,
crazy thing about that. They say they're working on Spider-Man 4 with him.
They need to stop. Tobey need to go down somewhere.
He does. He's had his time. He's got
it's over. The run is over, fam.
It was good run.
Yeah, but I think that is to kind of introduce Miles Morales.
Ah, okay. But you know, shout out to Tobey because when y'all remember in episode two or the second movie when he had got the goo on him and he became the bad one.
Yeah,
he did the little dance scene in front of the stones. I was like, Tobey killed that. He was the bad Spider-Man. I like that one.
He's the OG. All right.
So since every superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
This one is going back to my college days, and for my players, it would be the clean version, but it would have to be 15th and the First by Waka Flocka and Gucci Mane. I'm sorry. If we had walkout songs, that would be mine.
Coach, I don't know how that one go. How does 15 in the
you
First?
You sing that for us?
I don't know. Is this show edited?
Yeah, we're going to edit it. We're going to keep it.
It ends with All the Hoods Love Us like the 15th and the First. And then I'm not going to get into the rest, but if you look it up, it's a great hype song, but look up the clean version. I would only play the clean version.
She kept it PG, Kevin. I like it. But
I'm glad she did because I didn't want to edit that part out. I'm glad she did that.
No, I just figured you didn't want to. I don't want to give you more work.
All right, Coach. So we have a running debate on our show where I want to be a singer and B. Jones wants to be a dancer. So we need for you to break the tie on your episode. Would you rather be a singer or a dancer?
Tough one because they're both great talents, but I think being a dancer, it gives you more like real world talent. So when you're out with your friends, like you're not gonna break out in a song, but when you're out with your friends and you can dance, like you're the guy, like, you're that guy, you're her if you're, you know, out and you're dancing. So I'm gonna have to go dance.
Coach, you rap. I've been trying to preach this for 2 years on this show. You just can't bust out dancing. I mean, you just can't bust out singing anywhere. But if you had a game, for example, and they do the little dash cam on you, you got to dance. If you could dance real good, everybody would be like, go B. You know what I'm talking about? But they're not going, you can't just sing. You can't sing at somebody else's wedding. You can dance.
You can. So.
You can't sing at somebody else's wedding if you can actually sing, B. Jones. Nice try, though.
They ask you to sing.
Well, both of y'all are wrong, but we're going to move on. All right, Coach. So what is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the court?
Something that basketball has taught me, honestly, is just to run your own race. When I was a player, I was so concerned about what everyone else was doing, what, you know, my peers were doing, maybe people that I played against. And I think in life and coaching and all of it, it's all about running your race and being at your own pace. We're all on our own journey, and you start losing joy in that journey when you start comparing yourself to other people. So just kind of, you know, stay in your lane, run your race, and be who you are. That's something that basketball has really taught me and that I try to apply to life in coaching and then just, you know, in all aspects of life.
All right, so B and I, we're going to produce a movie that's centered around you. The one thing that we're missing is a lead actress. Who should we get to play you in the story of your life?
I'm going to go with Anne Hathaway. I think.
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking Anne Hathaway.
Were you really?
Yes. But I was in my heart. I was like, we can't afford Anne. I was about to say a younger Anne, like Princess and the Bride. The Princess. Whatever. I can't remember the one where she was. She couldn't lie.
Princess Diary.
Yeah. I was going to try to get the Princess Diary version of Anne Hathaway. But I saw Anne Hathaway all the way. We all three on the same page. It's done. Somebody reach out to Anne Hathaway, people. We getting it done.
But I was thinking if we did a Marvel movie and we needed a Scarlet Witch, we can get Elizabeth Olsen to play her too. That's what I was thinking in my head too. But Anne Hathaway, that's what I had originally.
Yeah. Anne Hathaway's a clone. We got to get Anne Hathaway.
Okay. We'll call her. I'll have her people call my people.
That's the only way we're going to be able to get her. All right, Coach. So this is probably the most important question I asked during my initiation. B. Jones and I, we love to travel. When we travel, we got to eat. So when we come out there to rock with you, what's that one food spot you're going to recommend? What is your go-to meal there?
Okay, so my go-to spot, you're going to want to bring a little coin with you, but you're going to go down to the seaport. So right on the water in Boston, have a beautiful view. You're going to go to Del Frisco Steakhouse. Okay, you're going to get a table right in front of the water. You're going to sit in the window, watch the boats come in. You're going to order the filet mignon. You're going to get the lobster mac and cheese as a side. And then you're going to take out a loan to pay for it. But
hey, I was just about to ask you what your head coach is. We're going to need her to get us that BC discount on that joint.
If I don't roll with her, I don't get the discount. So you got to come too. But yeah, Del Frisco Steakhouse down on the water. Beautiful spot. Great food. Awesome atmosphere.
We got a Del Frisco's here in Texas as well, but I haven't eaten there. So
yeah, we can't afford Anne Hathaway and eat good. So we got to pick.
Del Frisco's it is.
Del Frisco's. Let's go with Del Frisco's.
All right, stay tuned as we transition to our next segment, featuring a dynamic force in the realm of college basketball. We're thrilled to introduce Shelby Bull, an assistant coach and recruiting coordinator at Boston College, whose passion for the game knows no bounds. With 2 years under her belt at BC, and having a stint as a graduate assistant, Shelby's journey from Transylvania University, where she left her mark as a player, to the heart of Boston showcases her relentless drive and dedication. Hailing from Morgantown, West Virginia, and fueled by caffeine, Shelby brings a contagious energy to the court. Join us as we delve into her experiences, strategies, and caffeinated enthusiasm that propels her forward. So, B. Jones, go ahead and take it away, brother.
Shelby Boyle, welcome to the family. Welcome to the show. We are super excited about getting you on this joint. And what's more importantly, like, we get to hang out with you this summer. So I don't know. I'm geeked. I'm like a kid in the candy store right now. Super, super, super excited. But you actually, you know what? You are more than meets the eye, Miss Boyle. You are not what we thought you were. And we get the blessing of like going and looking up your old highlights and looking up your stories. And we go to page, and you are absolutely the truth. I'm telling you, like, you got it going on like Donkey Kong. So let's take this thing back to the beginning, Queen. Let's go back to when you first got started. When did you start playing the game of basketball? But what made you fall in love with this fun, fun game?
Yeah, no, I started young. You know, my dad, he was a great player in Morgantown, great high school player, kind of a legend. I'm around town and everyone's like, oh, your pops could hoop. I'm like, yeah, trust me, I know. So he got me into it probably when I was 4 years old and played a lot of sports throughout. But it's funny, I got to sixth grade and just kind of a flip kind of switched. And honestly, it was around the time, this sounds so dumb, More Than a Game, the movie came out with LeBron. And I watched the movie and I was just like, man, like, this game is the greatest thing ever. I dropped all other sports. I just started focusing solely on basketball. And really from that time on, all I wanted to do was hoop. It is the greatest game in the world, and I really fell in love with it probably around that sixth grade time and never looked back.
I'm a little bit arrogant because I'm down here in the Dallas Fort Worth area, and you know, down here in the South, our sports is religion. You know, we have cult followings in every single sport. It don't matter what it is, and you know, being down here, we are saturated with so many great teams, so many great AAU programs, so many great All-Americans. I don't really get an opportunity to see what's going on the West Coast, but over the last year, East Coast, I got exposed to West Virginia basketball, and I'm not just talking about the West Virginia Mountaineers. Yeah, they program is dope, but I'm talking about the grassroots, the high school players, all the way from Indiana over to West Virginia. I mean, I'm just talking about that whole area is bustling with talent. Like, were you getting loose? Was it tough when you was coming up like that, or is this something kind of a new trend where y'all starting to make a lot of noise out there in that part of the country?
I think for me coming up, AAU, it wasn't what it is right now, so it was hard to make that noise. Scott Johnson with West Virginia Thunder, I mean, he's a legend in the state. He's been doing what he does for years, but when I was coming up, they just had one EYBL team. Then they were it. You know, you knew they were them, but then everyone else, we kind of struggled to make our presence known. You know, I had a couple teammates play Division I basketball, so had some people break out, but it definitely was harder to make that noise, if that makes sense. Find that national attention. That we didn't have the talent. We had, you know, a lot of talented kids in West Virginia coming up, but I think now finally with the growing of AAU, the more teams that there are, you're starting to see there's a lot of kids in West Virginia that can hoop.
Not only Coach John, first of all, shout out to West Virginia Thunder. That team is number one in the nation going into the summer before they start the actual live sessions. But it's another West Virginia Thunder team that's ranked in the top 20 as well. Did you see that? They like number 17. It's the other program. I'm like, man, y'all, they doing some major things out there with some great players. But Coach, when did you realize that you were like going to be able to take this thing to the next level and go to Transylvania? Like, when did your talent become evident that basketball was life for you?
You know, I think I always wanted to play college basketball, and my journey was a little bit different than everyone's. I, you know, not the Achilles. I tore my ACL going into my senior year of high school, and I wasn't signed. I didn't have any offers, and so that in that moment for me was like, you know, I always thought I'd play college basketball, and then it became this moment where, oh man, I might not. Like, this could be it for me. And so that really reignited my love for the game to realize I don't want this to be taken from me. If it is taken from me, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I think that for me really was the moment where it was like, okay, you know, this school is still interested in me. I still want to play. You know, I'm going to take that chance. And instead of maybe just going to West Virginia or trying to walk on, I'm going to, you know, move to Lexington and go here and see what they're about. So I kind of always had that idea that I wanted to play college ball. It just, you know, throughout injuries and throughout my high school career, it kind of wasn't sure where it was going to mature at, if that makes sense.
Hopefully me and Kevin don't have to watch it on TV. Hopefully we can sit next to your daddy with a bucket of popcorn.
Please, as long as you keep him quiet.
he be talking up during the game. You hear him? You hear him in the stand?
It's funny. We were at the ACC tournament, and he came down, and he sat next to my head coach's husband. And the refs made a call that they didn't like. And so I turn around, I'm like, and I see my dad and the head coach's husband pointing like, that's a terrible call. You know that. I'm like, you're not wrong, Dad, but you got to sit down, man.
Hey, Kevin. So Boston College is in the ACC, which means we got SMU who's going to be on your schedule. So BC might be rolling into town over the next 2 years, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm pretty sure we're going to California next year. I hope this isn't secret information. I think it's been released. I think we're doing the California swing next year, and then the following year we'll be going to Dallas. I'm pretty sure.
Wow. So we're gonna get to see this the BC program in the Cowboy Country here pretty soon. Last question, Coach. You know, you guys got something special going on. The world ain't seen it yet. But, you know, the evidence is the fruit, right? The fruit that the tree bears, and it's coming. So my question to you is, we just had Riverside. We've had Hawaii. We've had some tropical. I think we even had, what was the school, Kevin? Mary Ferrito, Seahawks, UNC Charlotte. These schools have beaches. They just got all kind of cool things to sell. What's the advantages of coming to Boston College if you're a kid out here in Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Louisiana? Why should they go up there to Boston to get an education and come hoop?
Well, I think the first thing you say, education, we've got a world-class education. I know, you know, NIL and everything. At the end of the day, we're all going to school to get a degree. So promise you come to BC and get a degree. Once that ball stops bouncing, you're set for life. But we do have something for everyone. So you're talking about beaches. Now, I can't, you're not going to open the door from your dorm and see a beach. I'm not going to lie to you. But you come up here in the summer, you drive 30 minutes, you're at the beach. You like sports, you go see the Celtics, you see the Red Sox, go see the Pats play. You like food, I promise you guys, y'all come to Boston, we'll do a food tour. We've got Italian food, best kind of food, best food in the country here in Boston. So we've got something for everybody here. And then that's just the school. And then you get to be a part of a culture where I really feel like we are a family and you're going to grow. If you come in at 18 and you leave at 22, 23 and you haven't grown as a person, then I haven't done my job and we haven't done our job. So, you know, we've got a little bit of something for everyone Boston-wise. And then our team is a culture. I feel like that's what sets us apart. So that's my short recruiting pitch in about 30 seconds. So if you guys are ready to commit, I got the scholarship.
I was just about to say, and with that being said, I would like to officially announce. Kevin, please respect my decision.
Probably need to call
them other coaches,
but we'll find
you. Yeah, I got some calls to make. I'm going to Boston College, ladies and gentlemen. All right, coach, let's get this thing going. Welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show with KT and I. We get to play a little bit of one-on-one, but you, coach, are now officially calling all of the shots. This is our version of Would You Rather, okay, coach? In true championship form, we're going to take that singing and dancing, and we're going to amplify. We're about to give you three rounds, and in each round, Kevin and I will both give you an option or selection, a scenario. Whichever one of those you select, that host gets a point. First host to get 2 points or the best out of three will win this episode's game of championship round. And I don't know how they're doing it. I'm usually the underdog on this joint, but I've won the last three games, coach. I'm hotter than fish grease. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I need everybody. Two games, it don't matter. I slept real
It matters. Three and two is huge when you're going to lose it.
I need everybody to put their L's up on this one. But here we go, coach. First selection. You're 4 years into this thing, but you carved out a really good niche for yourself. I'm going to give you any collegiate program in the country, coach. You are going to take over as the head coach, and you go recruit, you're gonna get a program running. In about 3 to 4 years, that program is going to be considered a powerhouse. Let's just say you are going to emulate what Don Staley is doing down in South Carolina, coach. Your name will be on the court. You'll retire as one of the greatest coaches in that program. And you are going to be, the key word, though, is you will compete year in and year out for national titles. Or
coach a player that you recruited that no one gave them a chance. They make it to the Basketball Hall of Fame, and their speech tells you they wouldn't be there without your love and guidance.
Oh, man. All right. That's a real tough one. I'm going to have to go with the Hall of Fame player. And the reason is, I know, and I literally was getting chills thinking about yours, but the relationship piece for me is the biggest part of it. And of course, everybody wants to win. I love winning, but knowing that I had that effect on someone's life, I would have to take that. I would.
B. Jones, I will say this, man. You getting better and better at selling that. Because I almost
wanted it. He sold it.
I'm like, coach, go ahead and pick that for B, because he sold the heck out of that.
He did sell it. I'm sorry.
Next time I'm gonna get like a $500,000 Tesla NIL deal or something. I don't know what I'm about to figure it out. All right, KT, round two.
You ain't gotta go that far, B. Jones. Goodness, that's just wrong. All right. Would you rather host your own traveling food show? And we're gonna call it Shelby's Bites and Playbooks, where you get to explore the delicious dishes from around the world for ESPNW and the Boston College website, where you get to shout out other college coaches and pick their brains while eating at some of the best places in the world. Or
Kevin, you should have named that one Drink Your Juice, Shelby. That should have been.
I mean, Bites, Pennsylvania. I mean, Playbooks.
I got it. I like that, KT. All right, coach. But since we're talking media and entertainment, I'm going to get a camera crew together. And it is time for the world to find out what's cracking at Boston College. The camera crew going to show up. We're going to film this 2024 team in the gym, in the locker room, in the classroom, on the plane rides, on the long road trips. We're going to tell the story of BC Pride, brick by brick, step by step, how you guys are about to change the dynamic of what people know about the Golden Eagles, coach. And we gonna put it all 10 episodes, Last Chance You style, on Netflix.
I got to go with B. Jones. And my, I know, but my reasoning is this group is something special, and they're so funny. I wish people could see how funny these kids are. Like, there's points where I'm like, I can't laugh. I'm not supposed to laugh right now, but y'all are really funny. So I would have to go with the 10-part series because I do think it would be, it'd be a hit. It would be.
I knew they was funny. They had me laughing already. I saw the Twitter. I do my research. Yep. Y'all got a great team, a great culture. Shonda Rhimes, write the script. I'm ready to go. All right, for the final round, it is overtime. Kevin and I, we are super sneakerheads. And being super sneakerheads, we got a massive collection. As a matter of fact, if you are a sneakerhead, come hang out with us Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We go live. We talk. It's a fun show, I promise you. We talk crazy conversations. I do a segment on there called The Drop where I talk about new sneakers. So come out, hang with us Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. BC, we would love to have you. But with that being said, before the show, Coach, Kevin and I, we went into our collections and we selected a pair of sneakers that we thought represented you, okay? So we're going to show you these sneakers. Whichever one you select will win this, the final point, will win round three and ultimately win this game, okay? So it comes down to this. On the count of three, I'm going to count us down, and all I need you to say is hold that sneaker, okay, Coach?
Got it.
All right, let's do it, KT. You ready? Gentleman's handshake? You?
No, I don't like it.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker. Oh. I'm going to have to go with KT and the one. Sorry. It's the Beastie Killers. It's the incredible. Yeah. That was a tough one.
So we stopped that little win streak, didn't we? Hey, Coach, thank you so much. Without you, this is impossible. I'm the player that you recruited, Coach, so I'm now in the You Got Next Hall of Fame.
Because of the Hall of Fame.
I want to first thank the coaching staff at BC, but after a long conversation.
Don't decommit.
I forgot about that. Let me go ahead and
you sweat. Hey, oh! Kevin committed to BC.
We got him on number one recruit.
Oh man, you know what? I'm reopening my recruitment process, y'all. That tweet out. Please respect my decision. All right, Coach. All right, the title of the show is You Got Next, Coach. As much as we love talking about the amazing things you got going on in BC, we love talking about crazy stories like how you came out and all the things you accomplished. But the reality is that this is all about ushering into the next generation and looking forward to an amazing and bright future. So, Coach, what's up next for Shelby Boyle? What are you looking forward to as your career and your journey progresses?
I mean, I am very excited for this next season. I think we've got a special group. People love to ask me, you know, what's the path? Is it going to be head coaching? Do you want to be an assistant? Right now, I got into this because I like to help people. That was my thing. I didn't want to be an accountant. I didn't want to sit in a cube every day. I wanted to be around people and have an effect on their life. My college coach had a huge effect on mine. So at the end of the day, in whatever fashion, whether it's a head coach, an assistant coach, whatever level, I want to have a positive effect on people's lives. I want, you know, like I said, an 18-year-old kid to come in like me when I went to college, to come out a 22, 23-year-old adult ready to take that next step. And, you know, that's being a good person. It's, you know, being an improved basketball player, you know, knowing how to change a tire, things like that, that, you know, I cannot stress how much my college coach changed my life. I want to have that same effect on people. So I don't have, you know, I want to be a head coach in 5 years. I want to, you know, I want to win here. I want to be successful, and I want to build relationships and affect lives. It's a big dream, but it's a dream of mine. So,
yeah, y'all teaching them how to change tires, Coach?
I still got to call my dad and figure out how to change mine. But when I do, I just said oil. I have ones, though, that didn't even know how to put air in the tires. So we're working on it.
Hey, you a good coach. I like that. I send my daughter up there to BC. All right, KT.
Do you have any shout-outs you want to give, Coach?
Shout outs. Well, I think I've talked about my dad a lot on this podcast, but I got to give a shout out to my dad. That's my hero. That's my guy. I would not be here. I know I wouldn't be here sitting with you guys if it was not for him. Same to my mom. She's always been in my corner, always been there for me. So definitely my parents. Got to give a shout out to my head coach in college, Julie Folks. Changed my life for the better. Changed the trajectory I was on and showed me things in myself that I maybe didn't see. So, and never last, Coach Mack, my head coach. I was a GA for 2 years before I became an assistant, and I know not a lot of people would have taken that shot on me. So for her to believe in me and to continue to believe in me every day, and then our players, I love our kids. I could talk about our kids for hours. I don't know if any of them are going to watch this, but if they make it this far, just know you guys are the reason I get up every morning, and you never fail to put a smile on my face. So thank you guys.
They better watch it, and then y'all better subscribe. They better
still be watching.
Y'all better subscribe too. We got to get some BC players on this joint as we keep going through. So I'm pretty sure some great stories in that locker room.
I'm sure. Listen, hopefully they're PG too.
All right, Coach. So this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story. Why don't you do the same thing? They said, Coach, who you calling out? Who should have next?
Oh, I'm calling out Bree Thomas, assistant coach. He's out of Brown right now. Bree's got a great story. We were GAs together here at BC. Had a lot of trials, a lot of, obstacles in her way that she's never, ever kind of let slow her down. So I think Bree Thomas has next. I think you guys got to get her on here. She's got a great story.
Wait a minute. Any relationship to Kevin Thomas? Because that's KT.
No, I don't think. But hey, maybe. You never know.
You may be cousin, B. Jones. He's Thomas. I mean, if she can hoop, she probably is related to me.
Hey, you know, she can hoop back in the day. So
I hope she has a better sense of fashion and how to pick a selection of sneakers. Coach Bree Thomas, let the world know that you are officially on the clock. You are up next, my friend. We are super excited to have you. Your ticket just got punched, and your story is going to be a hoot. You sold them. I'm excited about you, Coach Bree. Welcome to the show. We gonna get in contact. Don't leave us on red, Coach Bree. We gonna be reaching out for real. This is real. Coach Shelby Boyle, you got next. You a trendsetter. You a giant, Coach. You are authentic. You are genuine. You are charismatic, fully caffeinated, and a living legend, Coach. You are extraordinary and elite. You deserve a yeet. Ain't no stopping us now. Hey, Coach, thank you. Hey, everybody out there who watched the show, thank y'all for watching another episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. We appreciate it so much. And y'all know what? You are the MVP of this show. We can't do it without you. We need to close this thing out on a bang. That's right. The three things that you know you got to do. Make sure you smash that subscribe button. Send this show to all your people and hit that like button so we can get this thing popping up like Orville Redenbacher. If you are a podcast junkie like myself, don't forget you can take the smooth, sultry sounds of the Mouth of the South and the velvet tones of the head coach KT in all pure audio format. We have this show as well as over 550 other shows with athletes, coaches, media personalities spreading the juice and the gospel on women's basketball right now wherever you download your podcast. And if you want to be on the show, Coach Bree Thomas actually sounds pretty legit. Like, she blessed us with that one. But I'm pretty sure there's more stories out there. There's thousands of stories, and Sports Life Talk is here to tell each and every one of them. We ain't scared of ESPN and Fox. Okay, we're gonna tell the stories that's making this sport great. So if you got one of those stories, go to our website, sltyougotnext.com. It's right there on the screen, sltyougotnext.com. Click on the nominate tab and just send us a little bit about yourself, why you feel like you got next, and KT is gonna reach out, set you up an audition so we can get you on the show. That's all I got. We hope to see y'all on Wednesday night. It's a laugh out loud show. You get to see me roast KT and talk all kind of crazy stuff. So we'll see y'all Wednesday night, and we'll also see you on the next episode. KT, take us home.
And you'll lose at that too. So, Coach, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know. And we got your back.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for doing this. Just having this platform for coaches and everyone to tell their stories. You guys are, champions of the game. So thank you guys for doing this. Anybody that is willing to take the time to tell people's story and to grow the game. You guys are a huge part of that movement, that growth. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Coach. Last question before we get out of this, Coach. You lived in Transylvania for 4 years. What monster would you have, if you had to choose any monster, Coach, what monster would you have been?
Cool. Bigfoot. He lives in the woods. People leave him alone.
I saw a little Twilight werewolf because, you know, when I see the pictures of you on the sideline, you ain't smiling. So I kind of felt like you when the moon come out, you become a different beast. But Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Respect each other and love one another because together we are better. And keep dreaming big. You never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working. Like in due time, I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast is tuning to just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You want what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon. Then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next is a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next, yeah. I can feel it. You're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah. If you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah. If you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking Sports Life, talking this. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sports Life, talking this.